Hurricane season begins in June, so weather forecasters are thinking ahead, trying to predict how many storms might force people to flee their homes. The U.S. government used to shy away from this sort of long-range forecast, but as NPR's John Hamilton reports, scientists have become much better at predicting hurricanes months ahead of time.
The hurricane warnings most people hear come from the National Hurricane Center in Miami a day or two before a big storm arrives. Here's the center's director, Max Mayfield, announcing the approach of Hurricane Ivan in September of last year.
We have just issued a hurricane warning from Grand Isle, Louisiana, over to Apalachicola, Florida, including the greater New Orleans area and Lake Pontchartrain.
The 2004 hurricane season was among the costliest ever. But insurers and federal agencies weren't caught off guard. They've been getting warnings from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration for months. Dr. Jerry Bell from NOAA is one of the scientists behind those warnings. He says his forecasters did pretty well.
We were confident it was going to be an active season, and we indicated that to the press last May.
Bell's team didn't used to make long-term predictions at all. That changed in 1998 when NOAA decided it had done enough research to support seasonal forecasts.
They followed a period of fairly intense research to better understand climate variability and how large-scale weather patterns that span the entire tropics actually control conditions over the Atlantic that then control the seasonal hurricane activity.
Bell says the studies showed that it is possible to anticipate a monster hurricane season. The trick is to look in certain places for specific patterns.
Below normal rainfall over the Amazon basin. As the summer goes on, above normal rainfall in the West African monsoon region. Above normal ocean temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean. Another indicator would be whether there's an El Nino or La Nina event in place.
A group of British scientists say they found a way to make seasonal hurricane predictions even more accurate. They focused on the wind patterns that determine which way a hurricane travels. Mark Saunders of University College in London says winds are more important than ocean conditions.
We started thinking, well, maybe the actual winds in the atmosphere clearly steer the path hurricane takes. So perhaps that might offer improved skill over El Nino or sea surface temperature anomalies in the North Atlantic.
Saunders' team has come up with a computer model based on global wind patterns. It's described in the current issue of the journal Nature. To see if the model worked, the team plugged in 50 years' worth of historical weather data. Then they looked to see if the model accurately predicted big hurricane seasons of the past. Saunders says the results were impressive.
With this model, one can predict whether the seasonal hurricane activity will be above average or below average in nearly 80% of those years.
The computer model's forecast for 2005 won't be out until the beginning of August, when hurricanes usually begin to strike. NOAA's preliminary forecast won't be out until May. But Saunders says there are already ominous signs. We've been in a cycle of high hurricane activity since 1995, and he says the conditions are right to keep the trend going.
And currently the season does look as if it may well be another active year. Our current forecast is going for activity about 160% of average.
Other hurricane experts agree. William Gray of Colorado State University has already issued his forecast for 2005. It calls for an above-average season with 7 hurricanes in the Atlantic and 13 named storms. John Hamilton, NPR News.